As we head into what'll be a very big Easter of sport, it's time to have a look a little backwards at what we've just been seeing over the weekend. We do that with our armchair expert, Tom Fury. How are you, mate?
Pretty good, Bear, and what a weekend. It's great now that all the footy codes are in full swing, and as you said, Easter's coming up. You can just park your bum on the seat and get ready.
Thank you for the picture. And who's happy today?
Look, I would go with Michael Maguire, the coach for the West Tigers. 200 games he has now coached. Often, and I'm not a big believer in this, but often you have to listen to people tell you how coaches don't know what they're doing. This guy hasn't got a clue.
Yep.
And certainly that's been the case with Maguire at the start of the season. And yet it isn't fair. I don't think it's fair. You look at those games West played, virtually each game you could pinpoint the moments when some footballer had a brain explosion. Even in the game on the weekend, the winger knocked the ball on, which brought the Knights raging back into the game and gave the Knights ultimately the lead. But anyway, 200 games, he survived it all. He still looks relatively young considering, and good on him.
Well done to him. I didn't see it coming. I honestly thought the Knights would have too much for them, and I reckon they're going to regret that a little bit later on in the season. Moving along, who's sad today?
Just the constant footage of injuries, you know, and certainly some of them were brutal on the weekend in a variety of sports.
Is it the speed of the game, Tom?
Well, it's normally the case you do get a lot of injuries at the start of the season.
I think
physically the players are fitter and in terms of, you know, their acceleration and all that sort of thing that comes into it, that sort of tapers down a little bit as the season moves on. So it's invariably at the start of the season, you always get a lot of injuries in the NRL.
It's like a war of attrition, isn't it?
Yeah. And head clashes as well, because players are going into tackles with a lot more enthusiasm than they might in a couple of weeks' time.
Who's red-eyed?
Look, I'm going to go with the fans kicked out of the Brisbane Geelong clash.
What did they do?
Fans removed. I've seen them removed for a variety of reasons, Bear. For fighting, racist chants, fireworks, flares, but on this occasion, somebody coughed. That was it.
And how dare they?
The whole place in Brisbane.
That's...
And they didn't even cough in the stadium, Bear. They were coughing miles away.
Oh, good Lord. And, of course, those Brisbane fans wouldn't have been happy because they went down by 1 point, and they may have been coughing at the umpire who made the very controversial decision at the end of that game.
Oh, yes, indeed. Look, I guess... Maybe we're getting used to the surreal, but that was pretty surreal. No, I'm not by any means saying it was the wrong thing to do, but I just, from a sporting point of view, you know, normally people getting kicked out, they might be throwing pies at each other or, you know, what have you. On this occasion, someone has coughed miles away, get out.
Yeah, used to be riding, now it's the sniffles. That'll get you kicked out. And who's looking towards the future?
Oh, a few sniffles, eh, for the Greater Northern Tigers.
Our local rep side in the Laurie Daly Cup sadly went down in the grand final to the Central Coast Roosters, but well done to them getting to the grand final. It's a big effort, and now all those young lads will be looking towards the future, which is Bengalla Group 21. We're not too far away from local footy getting back on the park.
Yeah, look, it certainly is that time of the year, and a lot of local sport, of course, got knocked on the head last year. So everyone's enjoying it as they can get out there. And the weather's, you know, now that the rain's gone, the weather was beautiful over the weekend.
Absolutely. And we look forward to talking more sport after the long weekend next Tuesday. Tom, thanks, mate.
Just getting a bit of a cough here, Bear.
Get out.
I might be back next week.
Get out.
See you, mate.